All right, and we want to welcome everyone to the beautiful garden room at J Squared Barrel House. And as always, Rondell, we have an amazing crowd here. Thank you all so much for being here. We truly appreciate it. It means so much to us to have such have all of you join us every week. Thank you. Thank you so much. And as always, you're always welcome to join us. And as we record our podcast about the Crafted Beer Festival in front of a live audience, a couple of quick introductions. I'm your co-host, Mark Silva. And as always, I'm joined by my buddy and my co-host, Rondell. Rondell, how's it going?
Going good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Grinding away?
Just got from work.
Getting ready to take that 2-week vacation?
Yeah, well needed.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm getting out of here for 2 weeks.
New York, Caribbean, sounds terrible. Yeah.
I'll send pictures.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you will. It'll be pretty awesome to see. And I think I sent Rondell a picture, and it's half the time probably blurry. Rondell sends me a picture. It's perfect portrait mode, perfect like lighting balance and everything. I'm like, all right,
I can't Rondell. Help it. No?
Yeah. It's awesome. Well, what can I say? Rondell and I, we are two Rotarians with a podcast, and we are excited. I mean, this is like chasing that prize trophy, that chasing that like unicorn that you thought didn't exist. You're finding Sasquatch in the woods. I am excited. I am so excited because we have the head brewer, chief brewing executive officer of River Mile 38, Sean Miller, everyone. Yeah. This has been a long time in the making. How's it going, Sean?
It's going good. Yeah, you finally got me.
Finally got you. Thank you, Rex, for making that happen. Yeah. let's start off first. What are you drinking there?
The Pilsner you grabbed me.
Oh,
I don't remember what one.
Larrabee, and they only do lagers, and I think it's great. What do you think about it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I love it.
And you, Rondell, what you got?
Ginger ale. Ginger beer.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
That's right. Yeah.
I like that. And no judging, but I got here a little early tonight, and I'm having the Filled Works sour ale from them, their Rainbow Parfait. And then I got hooked up here. I got half of everybody's apricot sour and Out West Cider's Harvest Peach mixed together. It's a little cuvee action here, and it is excellent. Highly recommend it. So, gentlemen, what could I say? Thank you for being here. So Lou?
I already did that.
Yeah. You did not play around. Well, sitting here with the sun, it kind of goes down a little easier. What could I say here?
It's anxiety, but yeah.
Yeah. Anxiety. Yeah. It all raises the temperature. well, we're going to take care of a little bit of business here, and then we will get to your interview with some hard-hitting questions. But as always, we really want to thank J Squared, Barrel House, K-Log, Cookin', The Blitz, and their Calitz Podcast Network. And very exciting. We're recording on a Tuesday, which... we should have done this a long time ago because J Squared, every Tuesdays, their pizzas are half off. So why not come and hear us ramble on and have some pizza? And as always, you can follow Crafted on social media, Facebook, Instagram, at Crafted Brewfest. You can follow me on my beer adventures like my buddy Sean does at Lower Columbia Beer Explorer. And of course, you could download our podcast anywhere you download your podcast. Just search for the Calitz Podcast Network. Or go to calitzpodcastnetwork.com or longviewcrafted.com. Rondell does a great job keeping all that updated. Brooke does a great job keeping our social media updated. Yeah, what could I say? We are very, very close to getting tickets online. Rondell and I were talking about that this last week, and I got a bunch of information today that I got to get to Rondell and talk through a couple things. But yeah, very, very soon, I promise, we are so close to getting that taken care of. And we do want to remind everyone that our Rotary Club, not only do we do Crafted and Squirrel Fest, but we do Tour de Blast. So if for some reason you want to ride a bicycle up and down Mount St. Helens, Saturday, June 21st, you could ride your bicycle there. Go to tourdeblast.com to sign up for that awesome, awesome event and help us raise some money for our community. And first things first, Concerts at the Lake. It's happening. We will have the Crafted beer garden put on. Thank you so much, Life Mortgage, for making that happen as our sponsor. So 6 Thursdays in a row, starting July 10th, we will have our beer garden. We will feature a different brewery, feature some local wineries as well. But to kick it off, July 10th, River Mile 38 will be our brewery.
Yay.
Yeah. We'll have one of your lagers, one of your IPAs, and one of your seltzers as well. I'm excited for that. And then we'll, on July 17th, we'll have Ashtown. July 24th, we'll have Scythe. And July 31st, we'll have Explorer. And the other two weeks, I'm trying to figure out still, but I know one of those weeks will be Fort George, just trying to figure all that out here. So, yeah, nice. a lot of great stuff. A couple quick Crafted Beer Fest updates. The breweries we have coming, holy cow, the power of social media and the power of just not being afraid to be told no or ignored. I'm good at both of those, luckily. But Hair of the Dog, Alan Sprint's Rondell, we had on our podcast. Couldn't be a nicer, more generous guy. We will have two kegs from them. We will have Horace. Actually, our Horace bottles are in transit. I was checking UPS today, and I got the invoice as well. And they're in transit. They will be arriving at my place of work here in town. Three cases of Horace arriving there on Thursday. So how awesome is that? And then was it Memorial Day weekend? We went down to Lincoln City, and I told my wife, like, oh, we need to stop in Tillamook. She says, well, how much beer are we picking up? Because I have a membership at DeGard Brewing. And while I was there, I was talking with Lindsay, the owner. Her and her husband own the brewery. And Lindsay, I said, hey, Lindsay, blah, 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 Crafted, great fundraiser. And she said, yeah, we could do something. So thank you so much, Lindsay from DeGard. We are going to have two kegs of their daily spontaneously fermented beer with barrels from 2 to 6 years old. It's going to be pretty awesome. And then I was like, you know what? Let's see who else we could reach out to. So Tilken from Belgium, they only do spontaneously fermented beer. We'll have them as well. Ology is out of Tampa Bay, Florida. And I only know them because a really good friend of mine is a member there. And so I reached out to them, and their response was, yes, we could sell you beer because we were licensed in Washington, but how the expletive did you know about our little brewery in Tampa, Florida? I was like, well, what can I say? I have friends. And then Voodoo out of Pennsylvania, I have a really good friend that works there and is going to be shipping us beer. So shout out to all of them. So that's just what we got going on so far. Then I do want to list a couple of sponsors. I told you we have a bunch of updates today. It's been a crazy couple of weeks here with stuff with Crafted. Designated driver sponsor, Baldwin Legal Services. Really want to thank them. They're located here in downtown Longview on Broadway. Mike Wallen, for the third or fourth year in a row, thank you so much. You'll be the wristband sponsor. So Mike Wallen of Keller Williams, Premier Partner Star Team Realty. Porky's great partner, great friend of the beer festival, great community supporter. They'll be our token sponsor again. And of course, the Shamrock Bar and Grill is sponsoring our VIP tickets, the VIP glass, and all that is wonderful. Quantum Fiber is sponsoring our volunteer lanyards again. So thank you all. That was a lot. I'm thirsty. Your glass is empty. What should be the first beer, Sean?
I don't know. What do you want?
I don't know. What do you got? You brought an arsenal with you.
Let's go lighter first.
I like this idea.
The newer one that I made, cream ale.
Okay.
I was enjoying Rainier a lot again, and I call it Ronier.
Ronier, yes.
But so I made this Elokeman Light after the Elokeman River out there, and Kathlamet and Wakayakum, and it quickly turned into one of the local favorites. So just a 4% cream ale, nice and light.
Perfect.
Easy to crush.
I love it. Well, let's prove that theory here and see if we could crush one of those. Awesome. All right. Well, Sean, Rondell, salut.
Salut.
Awesome. Cheers. All right, everyone, come on up. And with that being said, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsor.
This is Andy from J Square Barrel House on Commerce Avenue. We are proud to sponsor the Crafted Beer Fest podcast with a live recording every week in our garden room. Follow J Squared on Facebook and Instagram for dates and times. J Squared is known for excellent service with a big variety of wines, beers, and food. J Squared Barrel House, open Tuesday through Saturday at 3, just down from the Columbia Theater on Commerce.
All right, and we want to welcome everyone back to the beautiful garden room at J Squared Barrel House. And I was reminded during our break by dear friend of ours, a guest on our podcast, fellow sandbagger, fellow Rotarian, has made Squirrel Fest happen with the vendors every year, Wes, reminded me that this year, Crafted is 2 days. Friday night's going to be some bands, some live music. We'll have info on that very soon. A comedian, and we'll have just a small beer garden. We'll have a couple beers on tap. And then Saturday is a full-blown festival that we're going to have some amazing, amazing beers at. So thank you, Wes, for reminding me. And we'll have tickets to all that and all the info available for that very, very soon. So how did I meet Sean? This was probably 2018, 2019, and it had to have been at Squatch Fest.
Yes,
yep, it was. Yeah. I think so. And a couple years before that is when I met Rex at Squatch Fest, and then I met you at Squatch. So everyone I've ever met at Rivermouth 38 has pretty much come from Squatch Fest, I think. Yeah. Awesome. But yeah, I feel like we connected right away, and I could tell that you're passionate about beer, and you meet me for more than 5 minutes, you know I'm passionate about beer. And yeah, I've always just appreciated it. You're always a text or a call away, and we just kind of talk through whatever, and we have beautiful Rivermouth 38 beer. Yeah. So thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
And that first beer was delicious. It was so delicious. You were not wrong. I slammed that cream ale. It was great.
Yeah. I'm super proud of this one. I like this one a lot.
Awesome. Awesome. Well,
I drink too much of it.
So. Well, start off by introducing yourself and providing a bit of your background and kind of on your journey that led you where you are today.
It's kind of crazy. I mean, as you know, Sean Miller, born and raised in Longview. But all my family is from Kathlamet, and we moved back out there when we had our second kid, my wife and I, Jen. And it wasn't long after that that I saw in the paper that they were going to open a brewery or start a brewery out there. And I started home brewing because I thought that sounded awesome. And not 2 years, 3 years removed from that, and I was delivering beer. And started delivering beer for them from Kendall's.
Kendall's Distributing, yeah.
Yeah, and they started tasting my homebrew and hired me.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, roundabout way to get in there. But, yeah, it was awesome. For the last 5 years, I've been the only person in the production facility. So,
one-man show.
Yeah.
Hey, that's awesome. I love what you do here. How many different beers did you bring with you tonight?
I think I brought five.
Five, okay.
You said four, but yeah, then overachiever. Rex started pushing peeled on me. I was like, I better bring peeled too. So,
well, now I'm feeling pressure to crack open another beer. So what should we try next?
Okay, this one's kind of fun. We do a drawing every year out there, and one of the locals gets to brew a beer with me.
Really?
And they get to help write the recipe, pick the style, do everything like that, and I just go through and make it happen. And this year was a rooftop amber, because they're trying to open the rooftop bar on the restaurant, and yes. This lady is very excited about that rooftop bar, so she wanted to name her beer after.
Well played by her. That's,
I know,
awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, and we hadn't had like a light amber, like red beer in a little while, so it was I did not fight it at all. So,
well, yeah, let's crack it.
I love 5.4. I like hanging out. I got a stronger beer, yeah. But I mean,
I love amber. It's one of my first loves in beer, you know, like probably most people my age, Alaskan amber, you know, and yeah, I love that. And that's a beautiful color red here. Sean, Rondell, salut. Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
And to our audience, please, please don't be shy. Come up and try some of this with us. Yeah, that is great. You put some crystal malt in there, crystal 60. What'd you use?
Yeah. See, this is why I got too many recipes. I didn't want to forget all my all my crystals for you here.
Yeah, I mean, that's what this is all about, is the crystal malt or caramel malt, depending on what side of the pond.
I did C10 and C40 in it.
Oh, okay. Very cool. I love that.
A little bit of midnight wheat to add to that color.
Oh, okay. Yeah, midnight wheat.
Yeah, I like it.
Roasted.
Yep.
Flaked wheat. So think back to a young Sean. You probably had just turned 21 and wanted to try a craft beer. What was the first craft beer you tried?
Rogue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dead Guy?
Or? Yeah, Rogue Dead Guy. That was the very first one I ever had.
Nice. Yeah. Can't go wrong with Rogue. I love Rogue Dead Guy Ale. So you're on a deserted island. You can only take one beer with you. What's that beer?
Oh, man.
Told you these were tough questions.
That's hard hitting. Oh, it would probably be Rainier, honestly. It'd probably be Ranier.
Hey, yeah. Ranier. Hey.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I like my own beer, but I just love Rainier.
That's nothing Nothing wrong with that at all. So,
it's going to keep me hydrated too.
And you could live off beer if you needed to for a little while.
That'd be fine.
Yeah. Can you recall a specific moment or event that set you on the path of where you are today as the brewer at River Mile 38?
Honestly, it was like I said, reading that newspaper, honestly, and just
boom,
seeing that. I mean, I guess it's twofold too. I was honestly just reading about it. Mm-hmm. I was just reading about home brewing and stuff. And then my stepdad and my little brother finally were like, enough with this. We're going to make you brew with us. And they bought like just a basic kit.
Yeah.
Got wasted. Couldn't finish brewing it. And I had to take over, and I had to brew the whole thing by myself. And I was like, actually, this was a lot of fun. And after that, I started buying all the stuff and doing all the kit. And like, yeah, that was, so I have them to thank. They remind me all the time. So
that is awesome.
I'm glad that they were degenerates and got me into brewing. So
that's an awesome story. So as you know, became a brewer, who were the influential people or mentors that guided you during your early stages?
The original owners, probably, of the brewery. They were huge. I mean, the fact that, for the first year, they paid me in hamburgers and lunches. It was full intern style. But, the opportunity they gave me was great. Homebrewing to professional was quite a jump. So it was a fun journey, and it was all thanks to them. A large group of them, Steve, Richard, Barry, Andy, a lot of them. They were great.
I remember the old owners. I remember them coming to first couple of years of Crafted and interacting with them. And yeah, they were awesome people. Let's see here. Next question. Can you kind of guide us down what was one of the more challenging situations you faced and how did you navigate it?
Brewing and working during COVID was a interesting challenge out there. We obviously shutting down, not being able to do much out of that tap room. And that was a struggle. I was also, so I would work graveyard, brew and do that. And then we were doing like door-to-door deliveries. And then I would homeschool the kids
because
my wife's a mail carrier out there in Kathlamis. Oh. So she kept working the whole time. So that was very little sleep, but at least I was able to keep brewing and doing that. But
that's
fun, unique challenge, I guess. So,
So what's the next beer you got for us? Like the segue there?
Should we just go to Peeled?
Peeled is classic. Awesome.
Peeled.
Can't go wrong with that.
In all of the local Safeways.
I was going to say, if you didn't mention that, Rex told me.
Oh my gosh, don't worry. I got several texts this morning, so I knew.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that got reminded by Rex to make sure that everyone knows any of our local Safeways, this beer is available.
Yeah. Yep. Peeled Blood Orange Hef.
One of your flagship beers there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Did you come up with this recipe or was this around
prior? This one was one of the last ones I brewed with the old guys, the old owners, and it was originally a Pink Boots brew. So so we had all of the staff, everyone got together and made this original brew, and then it was such a hit that we just kept it rolling. So
Tell our audience about Pink Boots and the amazing work done with Pink Boots.
Pink Boots is great, celebrating women in brewing, and they get a bunch of the top women in brewing to come together and meet and pick a blend of hops, and then they blend it, release it, and you buy it and you make your own Pink Boots.
That's great.
I love it.
Love that. Yeah, anytime I see a beer that has the Pink Boots logo on it, I always try to make sure I get that because I think that's pretty awesome. The beer is available at Safeway. Tell us about the amazing new facility you have. Beautiful building on the water, the restaurant. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the new owners, Rex and Javier, they really wanted a restaurant. So they got a new tap room, new restaurant right on the water, just down from the old facility that now I just hide in and brew.
Perfect, right?
Yeah. And it's great. It's beautiful. Big, big open space compared to what we had before. So,
yeah. No, I encourage everyone, if you haven't been out there, it is awesome. It is pretty cool.
Right on the river. It's beautiful.
So, what's your favorite beer to make?
Dude, that's a tough one. You're asking me to Almost like pick my kids.
I know, right? That got Rondell laughing. Ain't
that? Honestly, probably Marine Haze.
Okay.
Because that was the first one, and this is, it's more sentimental than anything. That was the very first one that I got to write the full recipe, brew. The old guys didn't believe in it, the old owners.
Oh.
Hazies were a fad. So that was that was a fun one then. And
Yeah,
so that one probably. Yeah. That one.
And hazies aren't a fad. Hazies are here to stay. I know, right? If you don't, if you're not making a hazy,
you gotta
keep the lights on. Make a hazy. So, what's the one beer you want to make that you haven't been able to make yet?
A lot of traditional German type beers. I just don't get the opportunity. They're not. I love making beer for my community, and I love making beers out there. Like that's. I mean, I want to do that forever. But I mean, even like the Elokeman Light, I don't call it a cream ale. Because I'm worried people won't like that it's called cream ale.
They won't understand.
Yeah, because they don't. It's just not a beer that's known.
There's no lactose in the beer.
Yeah. I just don't. I don't want to hear, you know, or have to like, no. There's no cream in it. I promise. Like, yeah. But if I make a lot of like really traditional stuff, and I've tried a couple times like old like traditional like English stouts and stuff like that. It's just not, you know.
Yeah. You gotta appeal to the market.
Yep.
I get
probably
it.
Like a Marzen. Oktoberfest or something. I would love to make Oktoberfest beer. That'd be great.
From late August until I can't find it anymore, I try to, and this probably isn't recommended by your doctors, but I try to have an Oktoberfest every single day and a fresh hop every single day from late August till I can't find it anymore.
Fresh hop, yeah.
Yeah, so that's just, anyways, we've digressed or made things better. But perfect. We've come to that point in our show where we take questions from the audience. So I figure before we take questions from the audience, we need a little bit of beer to help us get through some of these questions. Because some of these questions are a little little dicey here.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
So what should we have next?
This one I actually rushed a little for you. Whoa. I pulled this off the tank.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So Marine Haze, because I was just excited.
Yeah,
I had
a
fresh batch. I really wanted to bring it. So.
Wow. Well, I wish it was a little fresher, but whatever.
Fine. I know. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
I guess it'll do.
Yeah. What's fun about this one is because of a lot of people out there weren't kind of viewing Hazy as a fad. Mm-hmm. They had never brewed one before, so I like to call Marine Haze kind of a no-coast IPA.
Okay,
because it's a blend. It's a blend
of
a East Coast hazy and a West Coast.
Yeah.
Because there's more hop punch. You're still drinking a beer.
It's still bitter. I love that. Right. Yeah. As I shake my fist.
Yeah.
Most of the hops you add, does it come at the end of the end or during fermentation? Yeah.
Majority of the hop in this is near the end of the boil, and it's a double dry hop.
Oh, no. DDH. You have to DDH if it's a hazy. By my math, we have one beer left.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. When did you can this?
This morning.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. To our audience, I wish it was fresher. I apologize for that. I'll do better next time.
My bad.
Yeah, sorry. All right, you ready for the first question?
Sure.
Shoot. Okay, hold on tight here. Have you thought about venturing into making hard cider?
Hard cider?
Yeah.
Yes and no.
Okay.
They have asked me out there before. My view on it is that it's another career.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you want to do it proper and...
That's my view. Yeah. I mean, I think you can split yourself and do it all, but I would rather focus on beer.
Yeah.
I like beer.
Same.
But, I mean, I do enjoy cider, but
to do it correct. And
that's my view on it, too. I'm a very small facility. I don't want to be limited like that. And, my meet in the middle for that was actually when they first asked me to do cider, I said, I'll make you a seltzer.
And your seltzers, you explained this to me one time, and it was, I think, during Squatch Fest. Your seltzers are made a little different than if somebody got like a White Claw, right? Like it's a different process you do?
Yeah, I mean I'm just talking from what I've heard and a little bit about what I know from it, is a lot of times it's just a hard liquor that's mixed with, you know,
watered down
bubbly water.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually brew it, you know, corn sugar, full fermentation process, and my plain seltzer kind of has like
a champagne-y type taste to it.
Nice.
Because, I mean, it goes with beer yeast. I mean, that's what I brew it with. So it's just straight brewing process in it.
I love that.
Yeah. So it just, it has a better taste, I think.
I like it. I remember tasting your hard seltzer with your sour, your kettle sour, and I was like, this is spot on. This is great. this is really good. So next question comes from my friend Becky Hornis, probably my favorite Hornis. Where do you get your hops that you use when making your beer?
Majority of my hops I get from Crosby Farms down in Oregon.
Yes.
Actually.
Yeah. Yep. In the Willamette Valley.
Yeah. Yep. That's who I like to buy from. They're a little smaller. It's not Yakima Chief, but they're great to me. I can like call them at any time. I'm not contracted. I'm not big enough to have a contract to get all the hops I want, but they take good care of me. If I need something, if they're out of stock, they will find it usually.
Wow.
So you're not going to get that from a lot of big distributors. So I appreciate the help.
Yeah. I love that. I think it's awesome to take care of the little guy and make sure that you're supporting those small businesses in our small communities that are able to have a brewery like yours. That's awesome. My friend Kaylin Hornis, also my other favorite Hornis. How did you get into brewing beer? You kind of touched on that.
Yeah. Just really wanting to work at the brewery in Kathleen. That was the big drive.
And I love that
worked,
so much.
And it worked out.
So Wes, who friend of the show, I love Wes. Him and his wife are just amazing people. He wants to know, what do you do to make a cream ale creamy?
Creamy? I'd say a lot of it on the flavor profile and the head retention comes from the fact that I brewed it with flaked rice.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay.
So brown flaked rice and corn and flaked corn. Because I do a very simple infusion mash, just standard, let the grain steep for an hour, get all the sugars, all the, from it.
Yeah.
So a lot of times you'd have to process the rice. I'm going to go full nerd, sorry. But
please, go.
So instead of having to actually, like, cook the rice, boil it, do all that kind of stuff, it comes flaked, almost like a corn cereal or almost like a rice cereal type mixture. Then I can just throw it straight in the pot and extract the sugars that I need that way. And I think because of the blend of the rice, the corn, and the light malt that I use, and then super high carbonation, it gives it a nice white frothy head, and it's very smooth and creamy to drink. And that I think is where it comes from, must be a cream ale kind of vibe.
So you don't use 5-minute rice from Safeway?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I could.
You could. I guess that'd be kind of interesting. 5-minute cream ale.
I couldn't get oats the other day. No lie. I couldn't get oats the other day for the Marine Haze brew, and I was panicked. But I was like, I am not going to buy 100-something pounds of oats from the store. So I had to wait for a special order.
So that would not be cost-effective. Going into the Winco bin, just, I need all your oats.
Oh, it would have been terrible. I would have had to leave with the bin. Yeah.
So this question comes from my least favorite Hornis, Bob Hornis, who I love. Wife or daughter that laughed out loud. I'm not sure. No, I love Bob, and I worked together many years ago. Great guy. I love Bob. And pretty much every year, I don't know if Rondell knows this or Nick and Ashley know this or Mike knows this, but, or Brooke knows this, but Bob pretty much every year goes to Fort George for us to pick up beer for the beer festival, and we'll also drop it off. So thank you, Bob. We appreciate it. Well, Bob gets a
round of applause.
Yeah, yeah. Great guy.
That's wild.
Yeah. And a couple of beers later, the beer makes it to Longview, so it's all good. He wants to know, what's a hazy and how is it different than your traditional West Coast hazy?
So I guess the way it's viewed is hazies, one, they're a mistake. Let's be honest about how they were made.
Yes.
Someone brewed a beer and it didn't clear up, and they were like, I need to just release this. But yeah. So when it sold well and everyone had to do it on purpose, now you have yeast that doesn't flocculate or does not drop clear as easy as normal yeast. And I also put an addition of hops during the fermentation process to help add more particles into the brew. So, yeah. And then a West Coast should be clear.
Yes. Should be bitter.
Should be more punch in the face. I mean, hazy, a true hazy should be just like, you know, almost drinking juice, which is why this one still has a little bit of a hop kick. So I don't like to call it a true hazy, but yeah.
You're from the West Coast.
I am West Coast. Yes. I love West Coast.
I love West Coast too. Yeah. Awesome. Oh, there you go.
Cheers.
All right. Probably the toughest question of the night.
Okay.
What's the last beer you're going to share with us?
The last beer. I saved the West Coast.
Oh, I knew you would.
IPA.
I've had a ton of that beer. I've had a ton of that beer at Squatch Fest, at Crafted, afterwards in my backyard for a week or so.
I was almost able to pull from the tank on this one too, but I couldn't pull it off in time.
I don't know if I want to try it.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I tried.
It's all good. So Lou, audience, please come up. What are the hops you used in this?
I use German Magnum.
Okay, in the West Coast.
Strata.
Okay.
And Amarillo.
Amarillo's at the end?
Strata Amarillo and Strata are both at the end.
Yep, I figured. And dry hop with both of those.
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome. Hit it on the head. Look at me. I haven't brewed in a couple of months, but hey, what could I say? I'm going to stand a little taller tonight after that one.
Yeah. Cheers. 7.6%.
Yeah. Salud. This is beautiful. We're about a quarter of the way through your interview. You got a couple hours left.
Oh.
But you're doing great. You're holding strong. You're holding steady.
About
here.
To say, who's editing that?
Yeah.
Rondell's like, Mark, I love you, but dude, come on. Rondell's trying to get on a plane here.
We're just gonna get up and walk out. Sorry.
Oh, this is an awkward podcast. But you know, really, just Rondell and I really wanted to just share our sincere gratitude. You know, you joined us. You're someone I consider a friend. I know anytime I call or text you, you're right on it. And maybe the nice thing is you like all my Instagram posts, so thank you.
Absolutely, dude. I love all the beer.
Yeah, no, thank you. And thank you for making great beer. Thank you for what you do for Kathlamet. River Mile 38 is an amazing place. And you, Rex, Javier, Allison, all wonderful people. I love that. Any of you, I have all your numbers. I text you, and yep, it's always a yes mark. We want to be involved. We want to be a part of the community. So thank you. Any final thoughts, any final words you want to share with our audience?
I'm glad I finally came.
Thank you. Awesome. Well, we have a little bit of a tradition. So Rondell's going to hand you a Sharpie. And if you would be so kind as to sign the back of our banner here, maybe on the left side of the banner, because it's filling up on the right side there. And as Sean signs here, we'll be back very soon with our next podcast and our next guest, and we'll keep everyone updated as we have tons and tons of updates coming very quickly. I promise I'm getting some real work done during the day, but a lot of crafty stuff's getting done, a lot of moving parts here. Awesome, awesome. Let's hear it for Sean. That's a beautiful signature. So thank you so much, everyone. We'll be back very soon with our next podcast. Until then, visit longviewcrafted.com. Follow us on social media at Crafted Brewfest. You can follow me on my beer adventures at Lower Columbia Beer Explorer. Thank you all, and we'll see you all very soon.